Hey, man, I want to talk to you for the next few minutes from the subject, I believe God. I believe God. I have just given you the word for 2026, and it is our year of manifested faith, and I'm already excited in expectation that God is going to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. But how many know it's time to get serious about kingdom business? It's time to get serious about the word. It's time to get serious about walking by faith. It's time to get serious about accessing the promises of God, because the promises of God are yes and amen in our lives. Manifested faith is not a faith that we talk about. It's a faith that people can see. It is a visible faith. It's not simply about what God will do for us, but what God will do through us as we make our faith active and visible and unshaken. Our theme scriptures for this entire year, that doesn't mean that I'm going to teach it every Sunday just for our newer members, but it'll be like in the church app. The confession's already there, and I want you to quote that every day along with these scriptures. Matthew 16 and 19, the Message translation says, "And that's not all. You will have complete and free access to God's kingdom." That sounds good, right? Keys to open not some doors, but any and every door. No more barriers between heaven and earth, earth and heaven. A yes on earth is a yes in heaven, and a no on earth is a no in heaven. Then we're also going to have Psalms 65 and 11 out of the New Living Translation. Listen at this one, y'all. It says, "You crown the year with a what class? A bountiful harvest." I love this. He says, even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. So it doesn't matter if something takes you by surprise. It hasn't taken God by surprise, and God is going to take care of you. Isaiah 61 and 7, this one has a lot to do with joy. He says, because you got a double dose of trouble. Anybody besides me got a double dose of trouble, right? He says, and more than your share of contempt, he said, your inheritance in the land will be double, and your joy will go on how long? And that's the will of God for your life, all right? So how many points do I have for you tonight? I've got three simple points for you that are just going to help you as we move into the new year. Point number one, manifested faith starts with a non-negotiable confession. Manifested faith starts with a non-negotiable confession, all right? So as we cross into 2026, the Spirit of God is not calling for louder faith. He's calling for visible faith. He wants our faith to become sight. There's got to be a time where your faith stops being something I'm believing for and something that comes into manifestation into my life, right? And so this is the type of faith that shows up in our words, that shows up in our decisions, that shows up, in our posture. This is the type of confession that we make, that no matter what it looks like, no matter what happens, no matter what it feels like, we open our mouth and boldly declare, I believe God. Somebody say, I believe God. So, you know, in the great times, I believe God. In the tough times, I believe God. When I don't understand what's going on, I believe God. When it's getting harder than I thought it was going to get, I believe God. And God is going to help you in every situation, and anything that the enemy means for evil, God is going to turn that thing around for good in your life. So manifested faith, you got to catch this, begins when God's word has more authority than your surroundings. Let me say it again. Manifested faith begins when God's word has more authority than your surroundings. In other words, you can't be moved by what you see. You got to be ruled by what you believe, and how many believe the word, right? So you can't be moved by what you see. You can't be moved by what other people are saying. You can't be moved by what other people are doing. You can't worry about, baby, I'll be careful because, it didn't work for auntie. I hate that it didn't work for auntie, but it's going to work for me. You got it. It's going to work. The marriage is going to work. The kids going to work. The finances is going to work. The career is going to work. Everything is going to work in my favor, because this is my season of grace and favor. This is my season to reap what I've sown. I'm declaring that God is leaning in my direction, and he's going to make everything work out for my good, because it is my year of manifested faith. So no matter what happens, how many know your confession can't change with your conditions? Doesn't matter what happens. Your faith can't fluctuate with your feelings. You got it. Take your feelings, put them in your back pocket, and live by faith. What did I say? Take your feelings and put them where? Yeah. I'm not knocking feelings. Feelings are real. You got it? Sometimes feelings are valid, but the enemy will try to use your feelings, you got it, to stay over in the realm of feelings, you got it, when God is trying to keep you over in the realm of faith so he can do exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think. And so your confession can't change your condition. Your faith can't fluctuate with feelings, and your declaration must stay consistent. Whatever you're believing for, don't move from that. I don't care if it doesn't look like it's going to work. I don't care if it looks like it's not happening. I don't care if it looks like it's getting worse before it's getting better. Hold fast to your profession of faith without wavering, because he is faithful that promise. So hold on to your faith. Everybody say, hold on to your faith. Yeah, so faith manifests when your mouth consistently agrees with God. The woman with the issue of blood, she received her healing because she believed God. David won the battle against Goliath because he believed God. Paul and Silas were free from prison because they believed God. The walls of Jericho fell down because Joshua believed God. And in your life and in your situation, if you make it up in your mind that you are going to believe God, then I'm here to tell you, your eyes haven't seen, neither have your ears heard, neither has it entered into your heart all the amazing things that God has for you. The devil has no part in your life. He is powerless in your life. The only power the devil has is the power that you give him. So don't give him any power. The Bible says greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And so you got to make it up in your mind as of tonight. If I was saying anything negative, Lord, forgive me. If I was doing anything wrong, Lord, forgive me. As I cross over in the 2026, I got my mind made up. I got my heart fixed that for God I'll live and for God I'll die. I'm going to be intentional. I'm going to be faithful. I'm going to be forgiving. I'm going to be loving. I'm going to be generous. And I'm going to see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Somebody give God praise. Somebody say, I believe God. Now that confession is going to be in the church app along with the theme scriptures, and I want you to make it every day. Somebody say, why, Pastor? And it's okay to say why. You got it. Somebody like, I don't want to ask the pastor. No, because words shape our life. Words shape our life. Hebrews 11 and 3, it says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed, look at it, class, how? By the word of God. So the things which are were not made of the things which do. So that is why the Spirit of God can move upon the face of the deep in the beginning, and it was dark and it was void, and God never allowed what he saw to determine what he said. He didn't look and say, oh my me, because he can't say, oh my God, because he is God, right? So he didn't, some of y'all get that in a minute. He can't say, oh my me. No. So even though, watch this, he wanted something and it wasn't there, he understood that he had the power to frame his world with the words of his mouth. Light wasn't there. He wanted light. He said, let there be light. And what happened? Light showed up. The Bible says, I got to calm down because I'm getting excited. The Bible says, as he is, so are we in this earth. So we are not God, but we are like God, because we've been made in his image and we've been made in his likeness. He is our daddy, so we have his DNA. So just like he's got the power to open his mouth and say what he wants, you and I have that same power, because the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells on the inside of you and I. So we've got resurrection power on the inside to, watch this, to resurrect any situation and any circumstance. All we got to do is boldly open our mouth in faith and let God do the rest. Does that make sense? All right, everybody say, I believe God. All right, now number two. So we'll just rehearse. Number one, manifested faith starts with a non-negotiable confession. Manifested faith starts with a non-negotiable confession. Here we go. Number two, manifested faith requires faith in motion. The Bible says, faith without works is what, class? Dead, being alone, the book of James. So your faith will produce what you require, but what you tolerate will not change. And so you got to start asking yourself the question, what have I been tolerating? You got it? What have I been tolerating from the enemy? Have I been tolerating negative thoughts? Have I been tolerating the spirits of depression or anxiety to try to, you know, attack me, or, you know, just, you know, shame and all these other kind of things, you know, because, you know, what you tolerate will not change. All right. Everybody say, what I tolerate will not change. Now say, today is the day that I stop tolerating anything and everything that's not like God. All right. So when you understand that and you begin to declare the word of the Lord, that means things have to get better. Right? See, you don't have to have a bad marriage for a marriage to get better. You can have a good marriage and that marriage can get even better. Does that make sense? Yeah, you know, you don't have to drive a bad car for you to get a better car. Does that make sense? Yeah, and so you got to understand that things are getting better. The marriage is getting better. The relationships are getting better. The career is getting better. School is getting better. The money is getting better. You have to make it up in your mind. But watch this. But here's the problem. Here's the problem. When we don't see what we want, sometimes, like God, he doesn't back up, but sometimes we back up. So when you look at the bank account, right, and you need $375, and it says negative $2.89, you're going to have a choice to make. You can't be moved by what you see, only by what you believe. So you got to look at that bank account on your app, on your phone, or on your screen in that computer and say, Father, I thank you. I'm not moved by what I see, only by what I believe. Now I'm going to talk to that bank account. You got it? Then I call that bank account to have not just enough, but more than enough and super surplus. Now, Father, I thank you. You are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. I am a giver. I give my tithe. I give my offering. Come on, somebody. The writer says, remind me of your merits. He says, let us reason together. When you do things God's way, you will get God results in your life. And sometimes the enemy will come and bring you something that is not your portion, hoping that you accept it. You got to make it up in your mind that the moment lack shows up, that's not my portion. Anxiety, that's not my portion. Come on, somebody. Sickness, disease, and infirmity, that's not my portion. So you got to learn to give it back because it doesn't belong to you. You got to tell the devil, take it back. Somebody say, take it back. Yeah. And listen, not just timid. Come on, somebody. I don't care if you got to go in to the bank and you need a loan and you don't, you know, your credit might not be that good. You only got $62 in the bank. You don't walk in the bank like, well, praise God. I was wondering if I could talk to a loan officer. No, you don't do that. We walk by and not by. You put your best clothes on. Come on, somebody. You walk in there with a little bit of swag. You got it. I'm and ask for the manager. Hey, can I talk to the top person in here? Why? Because watch this. I need to talk to somebody that can give me some results. Right? Because the Bible says that his favor will surround me as a shield. And the first thing that people come into contact with is my favorite shield. That all day long, people will go out of their way to bless me and to help me. Isn't that the favor confession we make? So when you go in, you can't go in with your head down. You got it? When you go into the doctor, you can't go in with your head down. Well, look, I don't know what's going to be on the report. Yes, you do. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of his peace was upon you. And by the stripes of Jesus, you're already healed. Now, I'm not saying in the natural, you might not be dealing with something. You might not. And what I'm dealing with is real. And I understand. But God is realer. Come on, somebody. And you got a choice to make. You got it? Am I going to get over in the natural side with my feelings, or am I going to get over on the spiritual side of faith and believe God that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, if I'm laying in bed at pain, in pain, and I get pain every time I turn, if I got to turn and the pain comes, I'm not going to say, oh my God, or else I'm going to say, by his stripes, I'm healed. And if I turn again and the pain comes, by his stripes, I'm healed. And if it turns out, Father, I receive my healing. And I'm going to keep saying what the word says and keep staying in faith till I see the supernatural show up in my life. Hallelujah. So you got to have faith that is in motion, all right? Romans 4 and 20 says that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God through unbelief, but he was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he, God, had promised, God was also able to perform. Here's the problem. We think we got to do God's job. And you don't have to do God's job. You just got to do yours. You do your part, God will do his part. Your part is doing things God's way. You got it. Your part is believing this word and standing on this word and confessing this word. You understand what I'm saying? And watch this. And doing it all in faith and not being moved. Watch this. And being willing to wait forever. Because when walking by faith, if I'm willing to wait forever, it won't take that long. But if I'm willing to wait forever, I'm now letting the devil know that I'm in it for the long haul, that I'm in it to win it. You got it? If we're going to go 8 rounds, let's go. If we're going to go 10 rounds, let's go. Because the fight is not over until I win. You got it? Everybody say, the fight's not over until I win. Yeah, if you see me in a fight with a bear, help the bear because he's going down. Because I got my mind made up that I am going to win. All right. And then my last and my final point. Oh, I'm doing good. I'm well within time, all right? Are y'all getting anything out of this?
Yes.
Manifested faith draws heaven's response. Ooh, Jesus. Man, I have seen God show up in my life time and time and time and time again. I just believe God. I just have crazy faith. I just believe that he's able to do it. It doesn't matter if it's increase. It doesn't matter if it's healing. It doesn't matter if it's something I'm believing for my kids. It doesn't matter if it's something I'm in agreement with you. I just believe God. I've got enough crazy faith to believe that my God is big enough to do whatever we ask. Because the Bible says that if you ask anything according to his will, that he hears. And not only does he hear, but he answers our requests. So you gotta move away, watch this now, from thinking that you got to do more than you got to do. You do your part and watch God do his. And the Bible says that when you pray, believe that you receive. Mark 11, when you pray, believe that you receive and you shall have it, right? So he, watch this. Number one, he didn't say if you pray. He said when, because he fully expected us to pray. Now we've got Sunday, 9/11, and then after that, the first Tuesday of the year, we're coming together for prayer and for worship. You got it? And man, I mean, we gonna storm the floodgates of heaven with prayer. You understand? We're going to feel the tangible presence of God show up as we pray, because we're gonna get some results in our lives. Does that make sense? You got it? Yeah, because it's time out. It's time out for not seeing what God's word said you can't have, right? The Bible says that the kingdom of heaven suffer violence and the violent take it by force. This ain't no game. What'd I say? No, you know, a lot of times you hear me say giving is not a game, but it's, you know, and that's only because you see so many people play it a lot of times. So I make sure that I push that. But none of this, walking by faith is not a game. Living holy is not a game. You got it? Living for Jesus is not a game. If you do it God's way, you are going to draw heaven's response. The Hebrew boys demonstrated faith before the miracle. The woman with the issue of blood demonstrated faith before the miracle. Jairus comes to Jesus. He demonstrates faith before the miracle. You've got to learn how to demonstrate faith on a consistent basis so you can see God do some amazing things in your life. I got 7 minutes left. I don't need them 7 minutes. Come on. Y'all stand up all over the building. We're going to make our confession of faith. Now, I'm telling you, the Lord told me that it's time to get serious. It's time to get serious about walking by faith. It's time to get serious about praying, not some days, but every day. It's time to get serious about making my confessions. It's time to get serious about being faithful to the kingdom of God. Because, you know, I don't know about you, but I want to see the supernatural show up in my life. I want to see God do some amazing things in my life. And a lot of times we think we're waiting on God, but God's really waiting on us. Now listen, if you're in faith and you say, Pastor, I'm on the right road. I'm making my confession. I'm doing it. I'm faithful. I'm serving. Okay, well then you just hold your course. You got it? And don't you veer to the left or to the right, but as a matter of fact, just intensify your faith. Get bolder about it. You got it. You getting in a car and you know you need another car. You got it. And, you know, it's like, man, I can't get one right now. And the car's acting up. You speak to that car. Oh, see, there you go. That name it and claim it. That blab it and grab it. Well, we named it and we claimed it. We blabbed it and we grabbed it. We confessed it and we possessed it. Jesus spoke to trees. He spoke to mountains. He spoke to inanimate objects. You got it. He spoke to dead people. You got it. So you get in that car and say, car, I call you replace in the name of Jesus. Until you replace, you will get me from point A to point B and back, and you will not break down in Jesus' name. And now, Father, I thank you. I believe I receive a better car in Jesus' name. And then you just go on about your day in joy and in peace. Watch this, knowing that God's going to replace it. All right. I could keep going, so I'm going to save some for Sunday, all right? So we're going to make our confession. This is on the app, so we're going to say it tonight, but you're going to say it tomorrow. What's tomorrow? What day is tomorrow? Well, I done heard three different days. Tomorrow's Thursday. Okay, you're going to say it Thursday. You're going to say it Friday. You're going to say it Saturday. You're going to say it Sunday. You're going to say, and you're going to keep saying it and keep saying it. And I promise you, if you keep saying it and keep saying it and keep saying it, it might be a month down the road, it might be 2 months down the road, it might be three, you'll start reading and saying, man, that happened in my life, because the word of God is real. All right? All right, here we go. I want everybody to repeat with me. Say, Father, I thank you that this year is my year of manifested faith. What I have believed for privately, you will make happen publicly. I receive joy as my strength and increase as my portion. I will not be moved by what I see. I will not be shaken by what I hear. I will only focus on your supernatural power and not natural circumstances. Now say, I walk in divine provisions, provisions of joy, provisions of peace, provisions of healing, provisions of increase. Now let's boldly declare to say, fear and anxiety, you have no authority over me. Thank you, Father, for open doors that no man can shut. Doors of promotion, doors of provision, doors of protection, doors of answered prayers. Okay, we halfway there. Pastor, that's a lot. We need God to do a lot. Right? Okay, here we go. Repeat after me. No matter what arises, I will stay in faith and boldly declare, I believe God. I declare the enemy is defeated and I already have the victory. I declare the blood of Jesus is my protection, my pardon, and my payment. As I move forward, in faith, I make a commitment to do my part. I will be faithful. I will be teachable. I will be loving. I will be generous. I will be forgiving. I will keep my faith high and my heart right. We better say that one again. Say, I will keep my faith high and my heart right. Nothing will steal my joy. I command my emotions to come under the authority of the Holy Spirit. Father, I commit to trust you. Trust your word. Trust your plan for my life. Your plans for me are good plans. Plans for an amazing future. I believe you are working on my behalf right now. So I boldly declare that me and my family haven't seen anything yet. Say, we are ready. Come on, we are ready. Ready to see your promises unfold right before our eyes. So I thank you, Father. Come on, I thank you, Father, that this year is my year of manifested faith. I decree it. I declare it. It is so. It will happen in Jesus' name. Now shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, don't back up if it gets hard next week, right? Because the Bible didn't promise it wouldn't be hard sometimes. He says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. We go through some things, but he makes a promise that he will deliver us not out of some, but out of them all. So stay in faith. Get serious about your relationship with God. Be here on Sunday. Bring somebody with you. Confess the word of God. Get bold in your declarations, and we're going to see God do some amazing things in our lives. Are you glad you came to church tonight?